With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Students, anti-Israel demonstrators on the nation's college campuses becoming more violent, with leaders saying they're not quitting. They're vowing to keep the protests going. But some universities are beginning to shut down encampments amid reports of anti-Semitic activity.
Police in riot gear have cleared an encampment at Northeastern University in Boston. Arizona State University says authorities there have arrested 69 people. Meanwhile, authorities say they've arrested 23 people at Indiana University. However, Columbia University in New York says students and administrators there have engaged in negotiations.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. The death count in Harris County, Oklahoma, now 4 following the tornado that destroyed entire neighborhoods. Dozens of people have been injured. Meanwhile, forecasters say numerous storm systems are still producing tornadoes throughout a good chunk of the Midwest. Also at SRNnews.com, today is primary day in Puerto Rico.
The island's Democrat contest will be the only opportunity most registered voters will have to officially weigh in on the race for the White House. Like other U.S. territories, voters in Puerto Rico can't cast ballots in the general election, but may participate in presidential primaries and send delegates to both the Democrat and Republican national conventions this summer.
That is Rhonda Rockstra reporting. Cambodia today holding a funeral for 20 soldiers who died at an army base. That followed a huge explosion of stored munitions that also wounded several others and damaged a number of nearby homes and businesses. No public explanation of what caused that afternoon blast, but there are no suggestions that it was caused deliberately. This is SRN News. In Scotland, a battle over abortion.
Lawmakers there are working on a bill that would ban all pro-life activity outside of abortion clinics, even silent prayer. People don't like it. A recent poll found that 77% of respondents oppose the legislation. Scotland has laws guaranteeing freedom of speech and religion, but they don't have the weight of laws here in the U.S. Scotland just adopted a new hate crime statute that many people fear will curtail speech. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Well, Jews in Tunisia, who organize an annual pilgrimage to one of the oldest synagogues in the world, planning to scale down that event next month. They cite concerns about security and safety coming less than a year after a deadly shooting there shook the community. Thousands usually make that journey to the 2,600-year-old building in Djerba, the North American island where many of Tunisia's Jews still live. This is SRN News. In Tennessee, Republican Governor Bill Lee says he believes workers at a Volkswagen plant in Chattanooga made a terrible mistake by voting to unionize under the UAW.
Before the vote, Lee and five other Southern Republican governors spoke out publicly against the campaign. They argued that if auto workers were to vote for union representation, it would jeopardize jobs. Instead, the union wound up pulling 73% of the vote at a facility whose workers had narrowly rejected the union in 2019 and 2014.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Police departments now reporting a year-over-year increase in sworn officers for the first time since the COVID pandemic. Police Executive Research Forum survey shows more officers were hired in 2023 than in any of the previous 4 years. More details at srnnews.com.